What unmet needs are in your life right now? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and I'm talking about how Satan gets his foot in our doors. Yesterday, I pointed out that Satan will look for any unmet need and try to cause that to take you away from your commitment to Jesus Christ. I know, because for 10 years, I was obsessed with my unmet need, my desire to be married. And because that was more important to me than anything, Satan got his foot in the door big time. If your eyes are on your unmet need, your door is open to Satan. Another way Satan gets in is through greed. There are two examples in Scripture, Judas Iscariot and Ananias and Sapphira, where their greed for money and material things opened the door for Satan to move in. This can happen to us so easily. Jesus warned us that we cannot serve God and money. That's because Satan uses our desire for money to break down our doors and get in. I remember once on a long business trip when all kinds of things went wrong, and first I had some jewelry stolen from my hotel room, and then a nice silk shirt was ruined and a new pair of shoes too. Finally, I just said, "Lord, what's the lesson here? Why are these bad things happening to my possessions?" Well, I knew the answer right away. I had just spent some time with a friend who has lots of this world's goods. Gorgeous home, many beautiful things, as well as plenty of money, and I found myself thinking of how much I wanted what she had. I know God was speaking to me and saying, "Mary, please don't get attached to the things that money can buy. Please don't envy others who have more money. Please don't get focused on money or things, because when you do, you are in for a terrible fall. It could ruin your ministry and your walk with me." I'm really thankful for those lessons to remind me of how quickly I can get swallowed up with a desire for money and things. In Proverbs 30, we read, "Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, 'Who's the Lord?' Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God." This is one of Satan's most effective tools. Pray that prayer from Proverbs that I just read so that God will spare you from this deceptive, satanic scheme. Did you know that our weekend getaway is coming up April 17 to 19? It's our 32nd one, and I'd love for you to join me. You'll find all the information at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.